Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to another edition of our series entitled The Daily Bread. If you were to ask me, Andrew, how long have you been doing The Daily Bread? I will say at one point I was keeping track, but since recent events, I would say I've lost track of how long we have been doing these small devotionals every Wednesday, but I do remember vividly not really having an option, or should I say a choice, but Pastor Jesse told me I would be sharing on these daily breads. And looking back now, from where I was to where I am today, I can tell you when he told me to that I would start having to do these, mind you, I was in no shape or form to even speak about the Lord. It was a very rough time in my life. I was I had just moved out of California. I just moved back here to Texas, and I had gotten myself into a lot of trouble in California, and I had to leave California and come back to Texas. And when I did that, trust me, there was a lot of there was a lot of things I was going through personally. And for Pastor Jesse to say you're going to start sharing on the daily bread, to me, of course, I put up a wall, and I was like, you know, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it because at the time I knew I was going through so much stuff, and looking at myself in the mirror, I kept thinking to myself, why would anyone want to listen to you? Why would anyone listen to you? Look at your life right now. It's a mess. You're in trouble. You tucked your tail between your legs and you ran back to Texas. You left California. Not saying anything to family and different things, and I was just a mess. But fast forward, October the 8th, 2025, I've gone through quite a bit to where I can come on with you this evening and say where I am today is nothing short than the hand of God upon me, and the blessings of the Lord have been upon me. And to sit here and say it's been a smooth ride the whole time, no, it hasn't. Have I gone through a lot of things? Yes, I have. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, Andrew, you probably have it easy now and this and that. But to be honest, I struggle every day just as each and every one of you does. But the good thing is I found the key to the more I spend time with the Lord, the more I read the Word, the more I read the Bible, the more I get into my devotionals, the more I spend time with the Lord in prayer, the more I have focused more on my relationship with my Heavenly Father. The more I see how much he has changed me and he has brought me to where I am today. Amen. So I encourage you, whatever time you might be listening to this message, that you might be going through a storm right now. You know, you might feel broken. You might feel like you're unworthy. You might feel like you're alone. You might feel like you can't get things right, or you might be feeling like you can't catch a break, or you might feel like if anything else could go wrong, it will. And trust me, I've been in all those situations and I understand how you're feeling, how you feel. Amen. But the good thing that I will share with you today is that you're not alone. God is with you. If you do your part, God is guaranteed to do his part and he will pull you through whatever you're going through. Amen. If you're new around here, let me take a second to welcome you. Welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make this confession before we start our Sunday morning service or before we start one of the daily breads here. Amen. And our confession that we changed up this year is, where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you haven't gotten a hold of that after so many times hearing it, I encourage you to get a hold of it. Even now, start this Wednesday. And I will say, I can attest to making that confession, that even as small as that confession sounds, amen, I can sit here with a clear conscience and tell you that it works if you make that confession. Amen. And I don't take it as a light confession. Amen. I have continued to use that confession since the day I stepped foot back in Texas. Amen. And it has worked for me to bring me where I am with you this October the 8th, 2025. Amen. And as always, each and every one of you that continues to be faithful, let me again say thank you so much. We appreciate your faithfulness. Amen. And ultimately, God's the one that sees it. Amen. And that's what's most important. Amen. I will try not to rush through this devotional, but that kind of ties in with what I would like to share with you today. Amen. And today's small little devotional is entitled Working Diligently. Amen. And again, as I said, each and every one of you that is faithful to listen in, whether it be the morning, the afternoon, the evening, the day of Wednesday evening when we post this, or later on in the week, even over in the weekend, amen. Excuse me, whenever you listen in, just know the pastors and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. Amen. Excuse me, but ultimately, it's God. It's God that sees your faithfulness. Amen. So, with that said, let's jump into working diligently. And the scripture I'm going to give you is found in Proverbs chapter 21, and it's verse 5, and I will give you two versions of this scripture. Amen. Excuse me. The first one is out of the NIV, which I believe that's the New International Version. Again, Proverbs 21, chapter 21, verse 5, it says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, and profit as surely as haste leads to poverty." I'll repeat that again. It says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty." haste leads to poverty. Amen? Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, working diligently, Andrew, what does that have to do with what you're trying to share with us today? And that's a very good question. Since I was told to do these, in my head, I always told myself, Andrew, when you're sharing, share things that I'm going through, have gone through, or experienced. That way, I'm not saying something that I heard about or someone said or somebody went through. I wanted to be sharing things that I'm going through, the things that I've experienced, the things that I have gone through and can speak on. Amen? Because how many of us know it's a little different to hear someone else tell of an experience, and it's another thing to know that you've gone through a similar experience, amen? That you, when you hear that person speak on an experience, you think to yourself, you know what? I've gone through that same situation, or I had that happen to me, so I know what's happening, amen? So you get a sense of you understand, amen? So God never lets any of our prayers go unanswered, amen? Even though we might feel like we're praying and God's not hearing us in a certain prayer, amen? Just know He hears all of our prayers and He answers all of His prayers in His time, amen? So, again, working diligently, amen? It says, success is hard to measure. How many of us know that or think that? You know, success is hard to measure. It says, who is successful? The one who tries their very best and give it their all? Or the one who puts forth just enough effort to get the job done? Amen? Have you ever had a job where you had a coworker that you saw their work habits, or you saw their how they were as far as carrying out their duties at work? Amen? I'm sure we've all had that one coworker that we knew would just put forth enough effort just to get the job done, amen, and then clock out and go home for the day, amen? It says, do you ever wonder why you should do things with all your heart? Have you ever wondered that? It says, why you should finish every single project well, amen? It says, or why you should even bother, amen? And I wanted to share a little bit with you about this, because if you don't know, I am in charge of all the social media for Versus Kingdom Family Church. I maintain the Instagram. I maintain the threads. I edit and post the video every Sunday evening for our YouTube. So technically, I am the social media supervisor for Versus Kingdom Family Church. And at times, I can see the numbers as far as viewerships. Amen. I also post these, the Daily Bread, the last Wednesday of every month, our healing service. I post all that on our website. I'm always keeping tabs on our social media, so to speak. Amen. And recently I've been kind of down on myself, so to speak, kind of been down, kind of been praying to the Lord that, you know, I feel like the things I'm posting, our messages aren't really catching the attention or the numbers that it should be. And it's been I'll be honest. It's been bothering me, but you know what? And I had been kept making small prayers to the Lord here and there. And sure enough, wouldn't you know, I stumbled upon this on my weekly devotion. Amen. So let's continue on, and I will get back to a little bit of what I was sharing also. Amen. It says, nothing good comes out of not trying our best. Amen. I'll repeat that. It says, nothing good comes out of not trying our best. It says, there's no success or sense of pride and accomplishment. There isn't. There is no success or sense of pride and accomplishment. It says, there is no reward in cutting corners. Amen. I'll repeat that. There is no reward in cutting corners. It says, who wants to be known for their lack of attention to detail, their careless ways, or lazy, half-hearted attempts? Trust me, I would not want to be known for that. And I'm pretty sure you don't want to be known for that either. Amen. As we continue to read on, it says, work diligently so you have a sense of accomplishment when your project is done. Amen. Have you ever finished a project and stood back and you look at what you have finished and you think, man, I wish more people would see what I just finished or what I accomplished? You know, to you have a great sense of accomplishments, and it's almost like, man, I want other people to see this, but what happens? There's no one around. Amen. But ultimately, God sees it. Amen. God sees your accomplishment. Amen. Now, the confession to go with what I shared with you is very simple. And if you want to repeat it after me, you can. I'll read it two times and repeat it two times. Just say, I want my complete work to show my diligence and hard work. Amen. We'll say that again. Say, I want my complete work to show my diligence and hard work. Amen. I want my complete work to show my diligence and hard work. Amen. Because part of this confession, it says, God, help me to work diligently in everything I have been given to do. Amen. We're telling the Lord, God, help me to work diligently in everything I have been given to do. Amen. Now, to get back a little bit on my whining about the social media, amen. I felt like I have been doing the post. I have been keeping up. I have been doing my best. And start of a new week, it's like I start over. And a couple of weeks, I've been very, how should I put it, unhappy, you know. But ultimately, the Lord shared this with me, so I'm sharing this with you, that you might be doing something, whether it be in your job, whether it be in your family, whether it be in your circle of friends, that you are doing something, and you know, it's like you feel like, man, it sure would be nice if I got a pat on the back from someone, or it would be nice if someone just gave me a small compliment to say, hey, thank you. I appreciate what you do. You know, even those little small thank yous can go a long way for a person that might be struggling with, man, I'm doing this. I'm not getting any recognition. No one's saying anything. The outcome I'm hoping to get when I finish these things is not what I'm getting. But you know what? Ultimately, what are we saying? We're saying, God, help me to work diligently in everything I have been given to do. I want my complete work to show my diligence and hard work. Amen. So, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5, God, or should I say, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. Amen. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. But hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. But hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Amen. let's finish up what this has to say. I apologize for going a little bit longer than normal, but it says, perhaps the project you are working on now seems insignificant or unimportant. And trust me, I've been going through that several weeks now with our Instagram especially. It says, it could very well be possible that no one will ever see or acknowledge your efforts. Amen? And trust me, that's how I've been feeling for several weeks. It says, it could be tedious. It can be a tedious and unpleasant task, one that might not seem worth your time or attention. And trust me, the start of every new week when I had to do the Instagram, you know, a little voice in the back of my head has been saying, you know what, Andrew, just don't do it. Just don't do it this week. Just don't worry about it. But that's not how I'm wired. That's not something I would do or an option. Amen? It says, there is much value in diligently putting your all into it anyway. Amen? And that's what I ultimately tell myself is there is much value in diligently putting your all into it anyways. So I do it. Amen? I keep doing it. Amen? It says, being diligent every day takes a lot of effort and energy. And right now I'm raising my two hands and my two feet telling you I know exactly that's a true statement. That is true. Being diligent every day takes a lot of effort and energy. Amen? It says it also takes discipline. It also takes discipline. Amen? It says, but through it all, our characters are being shaped and strengthened. Did you catch that? It says, but through it all, our characters are being shaped and strengthened. Amen? Even if the reward isn't immediate, the day will come where we will be able to see the fruit of our labor. Amen? And I had to stop and read this a couple of times because it just jumped out to me that even though I'm struggling with doing the Instagram and I'm not getting the numbers I want, we're not getting the follows that we should be, the posts aren't getting the attention I feel, what does it say? It says, even if the reward isn't immediate, the day will come where we will be able to see the fruit of our labor. Amen? So, I'm just going to continue to be disciplined. I'm going to continue to use every effort and energy that I have and to diligently put everything I have into it anyway. Amen? Now, the confession to wrap this all up with is, Lord, help me not seek attention for my diligence now. It says, I really only need you to see and acknowledge my hard work. Help me to remain committed to the task at hand. Amen. I said this a couple of times out loud because it's like, man, I needed to hear exactly this because of what I was going through. Amen. And I said, I'll read it again. Lord, help me not seek attention for my diligence now. Lord, help me not seek attention for my diligence now. I only really need you to see and acknowledge my hard work. I said that. I told the Lord, I really only need you to see and acknowledge my hard work. And finally, help me to remain committed to the task at hand. And that's what I told the Lord. Even though I'm not seeing the numbers I should be, even though we're not getting the follows we should be, even though the numbers on our YouTube view-wise aren't where they should be, it says, I tell the Lord, help me to remain committed to the task at hand. Amen? Now, again, I apologize for this going a little bit longer. I will leave you with this question and wrap this up. It says, are you committed to being diligent in every task, even if your efforts go unnoticed? Amen? I'll repeat that again. And this question is for you. This question was for me. Are you committed to being diligent in every task, even if your efforts go unnoticed. Amen? Take time to think a little bit about that. Amen? I will tell you this. I'm sure in the back of your head, it's easier to say, you know what? I don't need to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. Nobody notices. So why should I even do it? No. What did our last part of our confession say? Help me to remain committed to the task at hand. Amen? So I hope you got a little bit out of this. If it wasn't for anyone, it was definitely for me. Again, I apologize for going a little bit longer, but working diligently was the title of this daily bread I shared with you today. Amen? And I leave you with this. When you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Every area of your life. Just remember that God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen? In Jesus' name. Amen? So, be blessed. Have a blessed rest of this week. Amen? Again, I will be with you next Wednesday with another small devotional. Amen? I hope you got something out of working diligently. Amen? And just know, ultimately, God sees your hard work. God sees your faithfulness. God sees what you're doing. And ultimately, that's who matters most. Amen? And I will just say this to wrap this up. Amen? If no one has told you thank you, let me say thank you. If no one has said you're doing a good job, let me say you're doing a good job. If no one has said they appreciate you, let me say we appreciate you. Amen? And ultimately, God loves you and God is watching over you and God loves you and is proud of you. Amen? So take that to heart. Amen? So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of this Wednesday. I will be with you again next Wednesday. Amen? Please, side note here, please keep Pastor Rose in your prayers. Amen. She is still battling some symptoms with her skin. Amen. But we know that God is working behind the scenes and God is bringing that healing to Pastor Rose as we even speak now. Amen. So just keep Pastor Rose in your prayers. Amen. Especially this month. Amen. When you're going about your tasks or when you're going about your day, and the Lord brings Pastor Rose into your thoughts, just say a little prayer for Pastor Rose. Amen. She's been going through a difficult time with her skin, but we know ultimately God is going to continue to work behind the scenes, and God is healing Pastor Rose even now as we speak and as we pray for her. Amen. Healing is upon Pastor Rose, and we are already praising the Lord for Pastor Rose's healing, even as it is happening now. Amen? So keep Pastor Rose in your prayers. Amen? So God bless you. I'll be with you again next Wednesday for another Daily Bread. Be blessed.